I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here's big news, literally. Solar cars just got roomier. Forget the sun-fueled one-seaters that look like they ought to be in a soapbox derby. Students at the Eindhoven University of Technology in the Netherlands have developed a solar-powered family car. Oh, it can produce electricity, too. The technical manager for the project, Roy Gobenhagen, describes the car for us.
It's a four-seater car. The windscreen in the front is very curved, and it goes actually in a tail, it goes all back to a pointy end at the back to make it as aerodynamic as possible. And the entire rooftop is covered with solar panels, so that's 6 square meters of beautiful blue solar panels.
Wow. And what about storage space in the car? If it's a family car, you need room for gear.
Exactly. So that's why we have a trunk, but with quite a lot of space, so we can pop the trunk and it seats about four pieces of luggage.
Mm. So I'm thinking a minivan that's powered by the sun. Am I right, or is that not quite correct?
Well, in order to make a car that can actually run on solar energy, you have to make it really lightweight. You have to make it aerodynamic and highly efficient. So especially for the aerodynamic and lightweight part, it's key that you have a small car. So in the interior should be spacious enough to be comfortable in. It's not a minivan because minivan is way too big. So our car is much, much smaller, actually.
Now, the other cool thing is that it actually can produce electricity. I know people with solar panels on their roofs often sell that power back to the grid. How do you do that with this car?
Well, if we look at cars today, that most cars are actually, ironically, standing still most of the day. Mm. So people go to work and the car is parked outside. Now, with solar panels, you are charging your car, but after a little while, the battery is fully charged. But sun still hits the solar panels. So you can feed that back to the grid. And we did some calculations, and it shows that in 10 of the 12 months here in the Netherlands, you actually produce more energy than you use. So over a year, you're actually contributing energy back to the power grid and compare what you use.
Wow, that is really cool. Why is it taking so long to come up with a very practical solar-powered car that would carry more than one person?
I think that we've seen an enormous increase in the use of electric vehicles. So there, a lot of technology has been advanced in the last couple of years, especially. So now with the technology of the batteries, it's good enough, and the solar panels are good enough that this is now possible.
So as far as putting it on the market and making it available to people, isn't this going to be highly expensive? And are there any retailers interested in selling it? Any car manufacturers who would build it?
Well, our car is a prototype, but if we take it to manufacturing, the solar panels are not aerospace technology. It's really what you put on your roof, so it's much, much cheaper. The exterior is of carbon fiber, but we see that many car manufacturers are also using carbon fiber more and more in their cars. We've seen it in sports cars and supercars, but now it's coming to all traditional cars. So you see that it's really heading the right way. So in 5 to 10 years, this car will be on the road, hopefully. And, I'm curious which car manufacturer will do that.
Roy Gobenhagen, the technical director of the project at Eindhoven University of Technology in the Netherlands to build a solar-powered family mobile. Great to speak with you, Roy.
Thank you very much. Thank you.